goes like this. Your hands and declare. Praise God. Bless you and you and especially you. Amen. Praises is what I do. Amen. This is something that we do. God bless each and every one of you. Can somebody just say in the spirit realm that God is good and his blessings endure forever? Many of you probably say, you know what, Pastor, I don't feel like I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. I'm getting blessed. Let me tell you something. If you don't feel like it, is you being chastised by God? Amen. The Bible declares that God's chasing those that he loves. Guess what? You're still blessed. Amen. So it's a blessing. Amen. Every day that God giving you another chance to keep on striving, regardless if he got to use order, redirection, recorrection, or however God got to use, you just need to thank him. One thing that you need to do, sit in the passionate seat and understand that God driving is in control. Y'all better holler at your boy. Amen. Thank God for our international listener. It's always a blessing, my God, for you to tune in and tune in with us. We just thank God for each and every one of you. South Africa, our brothers and sisters all over the world, it's a blessing. Thank God for you all coming in by great numbers. Amen. Just for tuning in, my God. And I know without a shadow of doubt, long as it's the leading of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to get something that's going to bless your soul and going to keep you going and keep you moving, moving. Amen. I just want to just thank God and take a minute and just give God the honor. Amen. The honor for who he is. Because if it have not been for the Lord on our side, come on, somebody, where you at? My God, I don't know where we would be. But I thank God, amen, that he's on our side. Regardless of however you want to look at it, he is on our side. This is the day that the Lord has made. Is there anybody going to rejoice, my God, and be glad in it? This is your season to walk into your blessing, to walk into your new, regardless if the new, it has something to do with you. But at the end of the day, that sounds good, ain't it? I just made that up right quick, first lady. That new has something to do with who? You, amen? Regardless, at the end of the day, God is still in control. It is a blessing, and we just thank God for what he is doing, amen? My God, I'm telling you, God is good. I want many of you to get on the line this morning. We're going to let many more, my God, to get in. Because before I speak of the day, just a little bit of a message, and I hope God's going to give us many more, amen, to give to you. In other words, it's just a nugget, amen. Somebody got to get their appetizer going, amen, before the main course come on stage. But before we do, we got to get, my God, greetings by our, my God, welcome committee, that they welcoming us. Y'all know how our mother do it, and we just thank God for her. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, Lady Late Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome you this day. We always enjoy you listening to us, and we always say every Sunday, sit back, relax, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. Again, I say, you are very, very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless your mother. Thank you for the welcome. Amen. I'm talking about nobody can do it like her. Nobody cannot do it like mother. Y'all see, I never tried, right? Amen. I mess up. A preacher go to preaching everything. Amen. And sometimes you just need somebody just to take a minute and just give it to you. Amen. God bless you all that is tuning in. Listen, I want to send this special shout out, and we're going to send special prayers up for our very own Bishop Davis for giving 21 years in the ministry. Amen. This is his 21st year anniversary in the ministry, working in the ministry. Let me tell you something. That is a long time working with us. I'm just going to leave it as that. Amen. My international listeners, amen, just put us within your own international borders. Amen. Just say that's a long time working with us. Who is us, Pastor? Well, wherever nationality you are in, that's yours. I'm going to put it that way. Amen. That is called, my God Almighty, global cleaning up. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you once again. God is good and God endure forever and ever. I'm telling you, you know, I want to get ready to, we're going to get ready to go into prayer in a minute. But I just want to let somebody know, amen, that it's been something that's been, it's just been something pouring down in my spirit for the last couple of days that the Lord has been sharing with me, amen. And until on yesterday afternoon, that's when it clicked and the switch hit up inside of me, and that's when I began to understood what been reigning in my spirit, amen. A lot of things that comes in my spirit, I just don't say anything. I wait and just figure out, you know, just give it time to let it sort itself out. One of the things that God's been reigning in my spirit, we've been saying redirecting. Now, I wasn't jumping to that word or trying to jump to conclusion, because he done dealt with me with redirection so many times, amen. He been dealing with me with that word so many times of redirection, amen. So I begin to inquire, then when I inquire, I leave it alone. Because one thing about God, he already hears you, amen. And people have to understand that when God hears you, he hears you, amen. He already got it. But God has his set timing, and he has his set unveiling to where he want to show you some things to what he done told you or what he been trying to show you. He got his set timing for, put it this way, the gift of understanding beginning to avail in your life. So God has a set timing for manifestation of understanding to reveal in your life or reveal into something that he said unto you. Amen. He has his set timing. So in this set timing that God has, he has a timing to where understanding is going to take his place. Amen. Somebody, my God, this morning or all over the air, amen, probably trying to figure out, my God, understanding or trying to figure out when certain things going to bring understanding to you, trying to get understanding about situations. Now you got to understand from this switch over from where? From a place where you are in none and no understanding about your situation or about a certain situation or about a certain thing to where you go and try to gain understanding. Amen. You have to understand, amen, that we cannot, my God Almighty, be into a place to where we are not settled. Amen. We are not settled. We're not in a place to where that, you know, to where God, we're not waiting on God. The Bible declares that don't be anxious for anything. And this is the problem that I've been seeing in the spirit realm, my God, with a lot of individuals. Amen. That ain't anxiousness, being anxious. The Bible declares, don't be anxious for anything, amen, because what's going to happen in that transition in the spirit realm for you want to know something or you trying to figure out something to the set timing of what God is trying to reveal, that could cause a collision, amen. It could cause a collision instead of you, my God Almighty, getting to what God has for you, you're going to get what God did not have for you. And there's so many people are caught up in a situation to where some things that you are getting in life, it's not what God had for you. It's something that where, my God Almighty, that you drove the car your own self and you begin to receive whatever you have, whatever that situation was given to you, you begin to receive. But I remember that, I just want to get out this nugget, I'm going to get out the way, amen. But I also remember driving down roads and driving down different places and where construction work, oh my goodness, I feel this thing, where construction work begins to happen, my God, on a certain street and on a certain road, on a certain path, it doesn't matter. But then, my God, the construction workers, they begin to put up a thing that is called MOT, that is maintenance, my God, my operation, my God, transportation. So what they begin to do is put up MOT, That's your signs. That's your stop signs. That's different things. And they have a sign that says detour. Other words, you cannot use this route. This route is up under construction. And so the sign says detour. And it has the arrow to show you the direction that you need to detour. Now, if you are not familiar with road signs, or you're not educated on road signs, you wouldn't even understand what that sign is trying to tell you. So you will go the same direction that you've been going the whole time. You've been trying to find the same area the whole time. You're going to reconnect with the same old stuff the whole time. You'll go back and do the same old thing. Why? Because at the end of the day, amen, that's all you know. You do not understand other things that is going on around you, because we fail to position ourselves to do what? To understand. So now the sign says detour, and it's showing you which direction to go. But you decide to go into the area that is under construction. I need to talk to somebody, and I'm going to get off this thing. You need to go, my God, you decide to go where the road is under construction. Now the road is pull up. You got machines is there. You even had signs, oh my God, barricading across. It says road closure, but you said, that's my store. My house is over there. But the Lord says, I got another plan for you, my God Almighty. But you need to just follow the signs. Is there anybody this morning that the Lord has been trying to give you some signs, which way to go, which directions to go? I want to tell you this morning to get ready to redirect your path. Why? Because God got some things that is in your life that is under construction. And God says, I don't need you to go that direction no more. I know you're not familiar with this direction. And he said, that's why my grace is there. My grace is the detour sign. My grace is the arrow to show you. Then I told you that I will lead you. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is prophesying to this morning. Amen. He said, then I told you that I will lead you. I will guide you. You need to just read the signs. You need to just read the situation. It is under construction over here. And I know that this is the direction you've been going your whole life. This is the way of thinking your whole life. This is the way you feel that you should go your whole life. These are the decisions that you think that it should be made your whole life. And this is what you would have done. This is what you should have done. This is what you're going to do your whole life. And the Lord says, no, you get to that point, you're still sign of redirection. So many of us don't got caught up into some things because we fail to read the sign. So many of us don't ran into some stuff that we didn't have to run in because we failed to read the sign. So many of us, my God, can read the sign, but we fail to follow the sign. Y'all body hear me right now. We fail to do what? Follow the sign. Since we fail to follow the sign, we don't ran into a trial that we had no business going into. We don't ran into some stuff in some situation that was under construction. Maybe God got your life under construction and he don't want you to touch it. Y'all about to hit me right now. Maybe God got a situation that is going on around you that is under construction and he wants you to leave it alone, because now he said, I need you to detour. Guess what the detour is going to do? The detour is not going to take you away from your destination. It's going to take you a different route to your I feel. Is there anybody this morning hearing, my God Almighty, what the Lord is saying this morning? I want to tell somebody it's okay to take a different route. The Holy Ghost, my God, is trying to redirect you. The Holy Ghost is trying to redirect you in your thinking, trying to redirect you in your steps, trying to redirect you in your plan. My God, I know it seems like it's a bunch of chaos. It may be because God got some things under construction. He probably got your mind under construction. He got you under construction. You feel discombobulated, you feel like, my God, there's so much nonsense going around. That's what reconstruction does. It tear up some things. It redo some things. Because why? Even in a road, when you have a two-lane road, but the capacity of the population done increase, so the capacity of the population, when it done increase, we got to make, my God, things better accessible. Is there anybody's life is flowing over with blessing? Your life is so blessed. So God said, I got to re-put, my God Almighty, the old you under reconstruction, because it seems and they get ready to move. But I need you in this season. I need you in this time to follow the signs. The signs say redirection. The signs say detour. Turn left. The signs say turn right. That's why God say, when you let me drive, you don't have to worry about, my God, what the signs say. I automatically will take you, even though you don't understand this direction, because it's a new place that you never seen. It's a new area that you never went by. Guess what? As you went by, you don't see some stores that you, my God, that you've been looking for. You understand some different areas that you were searching for. Don't you know that where, my God Almighty, the sand say, I have not seen, nor my God ears have not heard. Can I prophesy to somebody this morning and tell them that I have not seen, nor ears have not heard, where God's been there getting ready to take you. Redirect. Leave the detour. Turn left. Turn right. Keep straight. 15 miles here. Turn right. Turn there. And by the time you get to your destination, you don't realize that it looked totally different. It wasn't bad at all. All things are made for the good. Can somebody give the Holy Ghost an amen? I declare it, and I decree it by the unction of the Holy Ghost, that this is your season. God got things under construction in your life. Your health may be under construction. Decisions may be under construction. Your next move may be under the construction. You may be under the construction. And God said, in this season, I need you to stay away from that area. Read the detour signs. I'm going to reroute you. And by the time you come back, by the time you get back to this area, I don't work everything out. Can somebody say, won't he do it? I wish I had a church this morning. I know that we ain't in a sanctuary, but I wish I had a church this morning, my God Almighty, that will understand or will test and say, my God Almighty, redirect, because at the end of the day, won't God do it? Oh, yes, he will. You thought that he wasn't working on your situation. Well, baby, he thought the construction crew ended up to tear everything up. You thought that God forgot about you. Well, baby, he thought the construction crew ended up to tear everything up. My God Almighty, because why? God said, I carry the blueprint and the plans. I know the plans. I know the blueprint for your life, and that this time in 2021, I knew I had to tear some things up in your life. But guess what? Everything is still going to be all right, because all you got to do, follow the detour. Redirect. Turn left. Turn right. Don't go back your same route, because I'm doing a new work. Is anybody this morning? If God is doing a new work, can somebody just celebrate? Can somebody give God an amen? I want to talk to you, South Africa, Nigeria. Is God doing a new thing in your life? You need to redirect. I don't care what plan you in. I don't care what's going on in your life. Maybe God done sucked the construction crew to tear everything up. Stop trying to go up, my God Almighty, or down the broken down road. Stop trying to go where things is all tore up again. He said, I will make the crooked path straight. You better turn left. You better go right. Stop using your ideology trying to figure out the plans of God, because God say, I know the plans that I have for you. My God Almighty, I got to give God a praise break. Somebody help me praise.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, everybody. Listen.
Jesus on the main line.
Jesus on the main line.
Tell us what you want. main line is dealing with your direction. Your main line is dealing with your walk of life. The good man, a good man, our steps are ordered by who? Come on, somebody. It's ordered by the Lord. And sometimes God got to tear up that main line. He got to construct some things in your life. And you might look at it as a trial. You may look at it as bad. You may look at it, my God almighty, what is this? God says, stop trying to read the construction. Because at the end of the day, you don't understand the plan that I have for that situation. You need to just read the sign. Stop trying to read the situation and read the sign. Stop trying to figure out what we're building over here and read the sign. Stop trying to figure out what it's going to take and read the sign. Stop trying to figure out how long it's going to take and read the sign. You just need to understand that all things work together for its good. Can somebody shout this?
Come on, church. Somebody just talk tonight.
I'm telling you, you don't try to call everybody else. I'm telling you right now, you better go ahead and call your Lord, call your Savior, because at the end of the day, it's some things getting told up in your life, and he's not tearing up to tear you down. He's tearing it up to build you up. He's tearing you up to make things better. He's just telling you to redirect. It's time to redirect some things. It's time to follow the detour. I know you've been going over this direction. My God, I know you've been doing things a certain way. I know you've been on walked a certain way. I know you've been on said some things a certain way. But God said, I'm tearing up that area in your life. It's time for you to go greater. It's time for you to go bigger. It's time for you to go. Is there anybody this morning that the Holy Ghost is talking to? Is there anybody this morning and say, Pastor, that's me. I've been trying to figure it out. But I realized this morning that God said, don't try to figure out the plan. Don't try to figure out what's going on. Just read the signs. And the signs say, stay away from this as of right now and keep moving over here. Keep going over here. When God got strategies for your life, and sometimes strategies go against your strategies. Sometimes strategies go against your plans. But at the end of the day, when my steps are ordered by the Lord, a good man, when my steps are led by the Lord, when my steps are followed by the Holy Ghost, I want to tell somebody, can I say it in my preacher voice, I want to tell somebody that all things are worked together for my good. Somebody need to come on and bless the Lord.
Put your hand together, angel. Come on.
Y'all know something, the Holy Ghost slapped me on my back and said, you know what, sometimes even though it's their plan that God is working on, even though it's their life that God is working on, sometimes he got to keep you out by force. Even though you steady trying to come in, he got to keep you out by force. Because why? You could do more damage to yourself. What are you saying, Pastor? Break this down. Well, you remember, my God, you don't see many construction workers working alongside the road. They don't tore up different things. They got different things. But the order to keep you out by force, they have to hire a police car and a police officer to sit in the car and just keep their lights on. That's to keep you out about force. And sometimes God got to bring spiritual security to keep you out by force. And you are thinking you're fighting with the devil, but the Holy Ghost told me to tell somebody that you are fighting with the spiritual Holy Ghost. Because you're trying to force your way in. And God said, I'm trying to keep you out. If you follow the detour signs, you'll see another gas station. If you follow the detour signs, you'll come up to another store. If you follow the detour sign, you'll come up to another area where God says, I have many blessings in store for you. Somebody needs a praise.
Tell your neighbor
that's what he said.
How good trust in you.
That's what he said.
Tell your neighbor
that's what he said. How God's got in you.
Hey,
and that's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That I get a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? That's what he's done. Oh, that's what he's done.
I got to go, y'all. I got to go. I'm having church all by myself. Somebody need to yell out that I'm finna stay blessed. Somebody need to yell out that this too is going to pass. Why? Because God's hand is all up in it. I know it look like a mess right now, but God's hand is all up in it. You just need to follow the detour sign. Stop trying to fight against the spiritual police that is trying to keep you out, because you can do more damage to your own self. It's more hazardous situation. The road is tore up now. Different things is discombobulated. We got different things out of the ground. It could do more hurt to you. And God says, I want to keep you going. God says, I want to keep your blessing forward. God says, I want to keep you, my God, in the midst of your insanity. I want to keep you with a peace. I want to keep you with joy. So I need you to turn left. I need you to turn right. I need you to keep straight. I need you to turn left in 15 miles. I need you to turn around, my God. I need you to make a U-turn. What are you saying? God, I got all these steps. God say, my God. God Almighty, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but all you got to do is keep driving. All you got to do is keep going. All you got to do is keep following the signs. I'm not going to leave you. Follow the signs. I'm not going to forsake you. Follow the signs. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. Follow the signs. Because when I look back on the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, can somebody could say this morning, when I look back on the Lord and look back what the Lord done for me, my life, my soul, I can't do nothing but shout glory. I can't do nothing but give him the praise. I can't do nothing but throw up my hands. I can't do nothing but say, God, you in control. I declare and decree this morning, everything, my God Almighty, that the virtues that you lost, my God, going different routes that God's orchestrating in your life. You don't stop to the gas station. It's time to fill up. And no longer you're going to put in your spiritual car $2 and $3, my God Almighty, in a 40, my God, in a 40-gallon tank. No longer you're going to put a dollar over here, 50 cents over there. Let me get five on unleaded. But God says, I'm finna give you the best. And you're going to fill up till you cannot. You don't have room enough to receive anymore. That means, my God Almighty, you got to keep walking to burn some of that off. You got to keep sowing to burn some of that off. You got to keep being blessed to burn some of that off. Somebody that the Lord is talking to. Somebody God is trying to move on this morning. Somebody got the victory. If that's you, you got 30 seconds. Keep giving him.
Yeah. Tell him what you want.
Whoa, if you want your body here.
Tell him what you want.
Oh.
Sleep because the road is under construction. You feel like you don't got peace, the road is under construction. Baby, don't worry about it. I want to tell somebody how you could check, my God, if I'm going the right way, Pastor. Well, let me tell you something. Even though you feel uncomfortable going down this road, are you still eating? Is your bill still getting paid? Is God still blessing you? Baby, you're going down the right detour sign. Are God still making a way out of no way? I know it's not comfortable like it used to be. I know you don't have that much cushion like you used to have, but at the end of the day, all the needs are being met. My Bible tells me that the Lord says, I will supply your every need. Is there anybody this morning and say, Pastor, I might not be comfortable, but my needs are being met. I might not have much of joy that I have, but I still find joy. I still find peace, because at the end of the day, my God's going to do bigger and better, and I feel a shout right there. Somebody call the fire department.
I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it. That's what it does. That's what it does. That's what it does. That's what it does. My soul get happy when I think about you. My soul get happy.
I got to go, y'all. I got to go. Pastor got to go. Pastor got to go. Stop fighting with the spiritual police and you think you're fighting with the devil. Stop fighting with the spiritual security and you think you're fighting with the enemy. You start trying to call down God on your on the spiritual security because God said, I'm trying to keep you away from touching this situation. I'm trying to keep you out of this situation. Stop worrying about this. Keep going down the same path. Keep going down a different direction. Follow the detour sign. Follow the route. If you ain't familiar with the signs, baby, let somebody else get in and drive the car that is familiar with the sign. Learn how to take a back seat sometime when it come up to a situation that is too much for you to handle. God says whole things work together for a good, because all you got to tell the driver, I don't care what signs you read, I don't care what direction you take, long as I get to my destination at the set appointed time that God has set for me. Can I tell somebody, my God, this morning, I don't know who the Holy Ghost talking to. I don't know if he's talking to Jamaica. I don't know if he's talking to Norway, but whoever that God is talking to, I don't know if he's talking to Mexico, whoever that God is talking to, God says, long as you get there by your set timing, you just ride, baby, ride, baby, ride, baby. Somebody give him a shout.
That's what it's done. That's what it's done. You want to tell somebody the Lord made a way. You want to tell somebody the Lord brought you out. You want to tell somebody, I feel like I gotta pray.
Holy Ghost said, that's it. That's it. That's it. They say, that's it. Leave the peoples right there. Leave them right there. We ain't going to go on no more service. We don't got no more announcements for you. That's it. That's it. That's the word for the day. Redirection. Redirection. As we get ready to end this broadcast, end our Sunday service, I just want to tell somebody, you keep redirecting. You keep following the Lord. I'm telling you right now, the races ain't given to the swift or the strong. I know that you don't understand that the plan. I know it seems like everything is not working out. I know it don't feel good. You got to, my God, bite your tongue in some situation where you got to, my God, you want to tell somebody off. I know you want it. My God, you got to change the plan where you ready to make some move. I know, because God says, I'm trying to work on you in this area in your life, because no longer I'm allowing you to mess up your blessing. Even if I got to put a spiritual police at the beginning, at the roll closure sign, even though I got to put spiritual security guard at every entrance, my God, to keep you from not getting in here, keep you out, because God says, in this season, I told your daughter, in this season, I told your son, no longer you're going to miss any plans, no longer you're going to miss any blessing, no longer you're going to walk through and miss up the things that I don't bless you with. In this season, if I got to keep you out by forth until I'm finished working a new work in your situation, I'ma keep you out by force. I'ma keep you out by certain situation. Now you need to redirect. You need to follow the detour sign. You need to follow me. I want to tell ADM, my God Almighty, like the slogan of Atlanta Fountain, it's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to rise up. My God, can I tell some of my Asian brothers, it's time for you to rise up. Can I tell somebody all over the world that it's time for you to rise up? I feel the Holy Ghost don't set wreck somebody's life. I feel that the Spirit of the Lord don't renew you. I declare, I decree, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, you are rising. You shall rise. You see that the plan that God has for you, you're still eating, you're still being blessed, he's still making a way out of no way. He's still doing exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Thank you for tuning in to ADM Ministry. Thank you for tuning in to our Sunday message. I'm telling you right now, until this time, 7 a.m. tomorrow Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be with you. Until then, I dare everybody, I'm not coming back on no more. I dare everybody, just go ahead and give God a shout. You can go ahead and shout till yourself get tired. Praise him till you get tired. I'm telling you, if you have not got your morning exercise in, well, brother, well, sister, here you go. Give God a praise and peace. And I'm out.
He changed my walk. He changed my talk.